One of the things that attracted people to Jesus during his public ministry was his power to heal. Last Sunday we read about him healing the fever of Peter's mother-in-law, and then he healed many, many people in the town of Capernaum, and then he healed many more people in the surrounding villages. His reputation as a healer spread all over. He was not simply a good doctor. He didn't give medicines and have good treatments. He was a miraculous healer, someone who healed with the power of God. And that's how he was known. So it's no surprise that in today's gospel, a leper approaches Jesus and asks for a healing. "If you wish, you can make me clean," the leper says. Leprosy, as we know it today, is not a very common disease, and it's not very contagious either. But in biblical times, it was not very well understood, and it was greatly feared. In fact, many skin conditions might have been diagnosed as leprosy in those times, and there was no treatment for it. The only solution was isolation of the patient, what we call today social distancing. That's what they did with the lepers, stay away. So people afflicted with leprosy, or whatever, or who were suspected of being afflicted with leprosy, they had to follow all kinds of rules because they were considered unclean. Not only physically unclean, but religiously unclean, socially unclean, morally unclean. So there were all these harsh regulations. Some of them we heard in today's first reading from Leviticus. Harsh regulations about staying away. But in the gospel, we see that Jesus does not follow the required safety protocols. He does not keep a safe distance from the man. And he doesn't demand that the man withdraw from him. Instead, his heart is moved with pity for the man, and he does what was illegal, and in fact, unthinkable. He stretches out his hand and he touches the man. See how radically he reversed the situation, not only of that man, but of the whole culture. He touched a leper. And this, in this way, he healed the man and he revealed the heart of God. He revealed the power of God. He revealed that God does indeed will to heal. He wants us to be whole. Well, what are we supposed to learn from this healing story? What can we take from it? The usual approach is to see leprosy as a symbol of sin. And it's a very good symbol of sin, very accurate, because like leprosy, sin is an ugly, disfiguring, ultimately deadly condition. Sin renders us unclean. It renders us impure and incurable and isolated. That's what sin does. The good news is that Jesus' heart is moved with pity for us sinners. He reaches out and touches us. He doesn't isolate us. He doesn't keep a safe distance from us. He reaches out and he touches us with his mercy. He wants us to be healed. He wants to forgive us. Well, this is the usual interpretation, that sin is a spiritual leprosy. It's a good interpretation. I don't want to dismiss it. It's very, very fitting as we approach the season of Lent, which starts this week. Lent is the time to deal with the condition of sin, the leprosy that we all have. Yes, we're unclean, but that doesn't stop the Lord from loving us and from saving us. So it should not stop us from approaching him either. Okay. I'd like to take a little different approach to this healing story, one that seems to fit our current situation. When we nowadays, when we hear about infectious disease, or when we hear that someone is sick, or that someone has died, the first thing that comes to mind is not leprosy and not sin either. The first thing that everybody thinks of is COVID-19. What's the sickness? How did he die? Why is he in the hospital? Does he have COVID? That's what everybody says. The sickness has been on the minds of everybody for a year. We can hardly think of anything else. So let's apply the Word of God to our current situation. Sadly, the common attitude toward people infected with COVID-19 virus, common attitude to those people, or to those who might be infected, or to those who might have been exposed to those who were infected, is more fear than pity. That's what seems to dominate people now, more fear than pity, more self-protection than concern for the other, more caution than compassion. We've been trained by this pandemic to treat everyone as a potential leper, including ourselves. Well, maybe we're infected and we can't approach anyone else either. That's how we are trained now. You might be infected, you might be unclean, so stay away from me. I might be infected, I might be unclean, so I'm going to stay away from you. So we don't have an attitude, welcome to our city, or welcome to our house, or welcome to the parish, or anything, welcome to anything. Now it's stay away from us, stay away from me. Even the church has taken this attitude sometimes, stay away from the church. You see, although I'm not saying these safety protocols are bad, they may be reasonable, they may be necessary, but they're having terrible side effects on our relationships. How can we treat this disease without spreading the disease? How can we heal the sick without getting sick? How can we put into practice the attitude, the love, the healing ministry of Jesus without actually making things worse? Well, this is what we learn from the scriptures. You see, our religion, Christianity, does not begin with rules for behavior. That's not the starting point. It doesn't start with external practices, what things we should do or shouldn't do. It starts inside. It starts in the heart. It starts with love. It starts with the personal encounter with the love of God revealed by Jesus Christ. If we leave that part out, if we leave God out of the picture and out of our relationships, well, then we're left with nothing but fear and rules, which seems to be what's running much of the world nowadays, not faith and love, but fear and rules. Now, it's not all bad, of course. Recently, I met some frontliners who are not living in fear. It's quite refreshing to me. Well, for many months, like everybody else, I stayed away from hospitals and I stayed away from sick people, even though a normal part of the ministry of any priest is to pray with the sick. That was forbidden. It was thought to be too dangerous. So I wasn't even allowed to go to the hospitals and anoint the dying. That was how bad it was. But recently, I had a illness of my own, and I needed some medical treatment myself. So I was the patient, so I had to go to the clinic, I had to go to the hospital, and I've been in contact with a number of doctors and nurses and medical technicians, and maybe you know this, the atmosphere is certainly unpleasant. There's all plastic everywhere, masks everywhere, and all kinds of questions. But I did get a chance to talk to some medical staff. And I asked them, how are they dealing with life and medical practice during these days? And I was happy to discover most of them are not overcome with fear. Most of them are more focused on caring for their patients than they are on saving themselves, which is a wonderful thing to encounter, this spirit. It really reflects how Jesus responded to the leper in today's gospel. It's a reminder to us. We're not called to put ourselves in danger, usually. That's not the first thing we do. But we are called to love. We are called to trust in God. And sometimes love moves us to take risks. Love puts what is good for the other ahead of what is good for ourselves. Love delights in what is good, not merely in what is safe. You can't let our lives be measured by how well we avoided sickness. That's too narrow a box to put ourselves in. How well we avoided leprosy, how well we avoided COVID-19 or anything else. No, our lives are measured by love, not by safety. Let's take a look at what St. Paul teaches us in today's second reading. This comes from 1 Corinthians. He gives us two wise pieces of advice. One is, do everything for the glory of God. And the other is, serve others for their benefit. Kind of a summary of the Christian life. First of all, do everything for the glory of God. This is what he says. Whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do everything for the glory of God. Not for our glory, not for our benefit, not in rivalry with God, not avoiding God, not avoiding everybody, but do everything for the glory of God. Good, solid piece of advice, whether we're in a pandemic or not. How can we glorify God in the way we relate to one another and in the way we relate to Him? And the second one, serve others. Serve others. This is how Paul says it. Avoid giving offense, whether to the Jews or the Greeks or the Church of God, just as I try to please everyone in every way, not seeking my own benefit, but that of the many, that they may be saved. I'm not seeking my own benefit, I'm seeking their benefit so that they may be saved. This is real, this is genuine Christian love. Then he concludes with, be imitators of me as I am of Christ. This is the Christian life, to be imitators of Christ. Life in the Lord is much more important than preserving our life in this world. Our mission is not simply to be healthy or to be clean or to be free of any viruses. That's not our mission. Our mission is to be imitators of Jesus Christ by loving God, glorifying God, and loving our neighbor. That's what will give us not only happiness in this life and happiness to others, it will lead to our eternal salvation. So as we approach Lent, Lent starts this Wednesday, let's be deeply rooted in the Christian attitude toward life and toward sickness, toward everything. Love of God, love of neighbor.